From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Nigeria's Air Force said it killed a number of senior Boko Haram fighters and possibly their overall leader. It comes as U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Nigeria for talks on tackling the militants. Government planes had attacked the Islamic group inside the Sambisa Forest in its northeast heartland on Friday, according to the Air Force, adding that it only had just confirmed details of the raid. Meanwhile, on his first stop in the northern city of Sokoto, Secretary Kerry said the struggle against Boko Haram would only succeed if it tackled the reasons why people join militant groups and gain the public's trust.
Building public trust in government also requires cooperation from law enforcement and the military. It is understandable that in the wake of terrorist activity, some people are tempted to crack down on everyone and anyone who could theoretically pose some sort of a threat. I caution against that today. Extremism cannot be defeated through repression or just creating fear.
You can read more on Secretary Kerry's visit to Nigeria at voanews.com. An American soldier was killed Tuesday during an anti-Taliban operation near the capital of the southern Afghan province of Helmand, according to U.S.-led NATO forces. One U.S. member died as a result of his wounds sustained during operations near Lashkargah in Helmand today, adding that another American and six Afghan soldiers were wounded. You can read more details on that U.S. soldier killed at voanews.com. This is VOA News.